6B, KK4FTU, KK4RQA. Y'all out there? RQO, Kilo November 4, Lima Echo India here. Hi, KK4RQO, man, you're coming in 5-9 plus. R2, maybe they'll come in. I hope they'll come in and say hello to us.
Roger, Roger, I'll shoot them a text here in a minute and see if they're awake.
On the net tonight. I should have, but I didn't. But I will next time, because it'll be back on again tomorrow night. 25 hours from now, whatever 9 p.m. is from this time, I guess 25 hours or so, something like that.
See, I heard someone in there. I wasn't paying attention there, Jim. Other station, go ahead.
3 hours, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KK4RQO in the group.
Good evening, KI4DOS. This is Kilo November 4, Lima Echo India. Jim here in Toccoa, Georgia, singing good evening to you there.
This is Gary, KI4DOS. I'm in Easley. The repeater's up there on top of Caesar's Head. On top of the mountain up there, but you got a good signal into the repeater. Got you full quieting here in Easley. Not a problem there, young man. I'm gonna jump back out of here. I just had it on. Y'all were talking, and somebody said they didn't know how many hours it was till 9 o'clock tomorrow night. I just threw that out. Y'all take care, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. KI4DOS.
Off there. Be glad to have a little round table. I think I heard you the other night. Yeah, I did. I heard you the other night on the net, so, get him tea, and nice to meet you, by the way. And another guy came in there, Cody. He's our net control here from Toccoa, Georgia, and you're welcome to come in and say hello to us sometime Tuesday and Thursday night at 8:30 p.m., 147.330 and 8:30 Tuesday and Thursday night. You're welcome to come in and say hello to us there, Gary.
If I can do that one of these nights, y'all take care. And again, 73, KI4DOS, I'm going to be clear.
Come here, you. I had to get my notebook because it's got your call sign, so now I know what to call you there. KI4DOS from KN4LEI. Have a great evening there, Gary. Happy New Year, by the way. Happy New Year to you and your family there, Gary. And thanks for coming in and giving the info. You're welcome to come in. So, have a good one. Okay, Cody?
I tell you, get a lot of folks up here on this repeater. It's a good one. But as soon as Earl and Richard jump in here, I mean, that may or may not. I was giving the heads up, and you shall see. But, I'm just sitting here looking up some videos on a vehicle I'm going to try and buy next year around the end of summer. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise there. I don't freeze my tail off throwing hay. Well, I'm still going to be out here in the cold throwing hay, but at least I can jump back in the heated cab.
You're picking up a little static. I don't know, earlier you were coming in clear, and now you're getting static. So I don't know, could be the repeater. Who knows? But Caesar Head, wow, that's a pretty good ways off. Wow.
Roger, yeah, repeater, it's a good one. It's just the conditions usually you like to change there with me, so I can always swing the beam around to compensate.
At that time, crystal clear, so you're coming in real good now.
Christmas, this is KB2RVO.
They're from KK4RQO and KN4LEI, their name on the this end's Cody, Charlie Oscar, Delta Yankee, and I mean, I spoke to you before. Talk to so many people so much these days, I can't keep up with who's who anymore. But anyway, just for the sake of saying, we're over here in Cleveland, Georgia, and old Jim's over there in Tocoa. I'll drop the mic here and let him come in there and say his Merry Christmas and howdy, howdy.
This is KB2RVO. I'm in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Just passing through, be here a few days, and then I'll be moving on. Weather is kind of iffy around here. The handle here is Al, Alpha Lima.
Roger there, Al. Handle this is Cody, Charlie Oscar, Delta Yankee. And, yeah, is it cold enough for you out there?
The burning stove is going full throttle.
Same here, same here. Got the old fireplace running wide open. And, yeah, I was out, like I was telling old Jim there, I was out sowing hay and doing the farm stuff, but I decided to get my old antique tractor out today, put some gas in the tank, and thought, well, I'll crank it up, let it charge the battery for a little bit, this old 1952 8N of my grandpa's. I tell you, that thing, it was so cold out there today when I cranked it up around noon. It probably took it about 45 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes before the oil pressure gauge would even move.
I got a load of wood from one of the kids here, and it was oak and elm. I haven't seen any elm around them quite a while.
Roger, roger on that. Well, Jim, go ahead and pick it up there. I got to run off into another room and do something real quick.
Say hello to that guy, and then I hit the button wrong, and it got off the frequency. I never could, didn't know what happened, so I had to run up the frequency again on this hand mic here. So, what's your call sign again? Mine's Kilo November 4, Lima, Echo, India. That's KN4LEI. I'm down here in Tocoa, Georgia. About 15 miles off of Interstate 85, going towards South Carolina. Didn't get half of your call sign. All I got was Kilo Bravo 2.
Roger, I didn't get your call either. I've got Parkinson's disease, and sometimes I'm a little bit slow. Call sign here is Kilo Bravo 2, Romeo Victor Oscar. And the handle is Alpha Lima.
All right, now, Kilo Bravo 2, Romeo Victor Oscar, and I believe you said you were in somewhere in North Carolina. And what is your name, your personal?
Yeah, roger. Kilo Bravo 2, Romeo Victor Oscar. The handle here is Alpha Lima. I might be a little slow on the uptake sometimes. I got Parkinson's. Got a touch of Agent Orange in Vietnam. Over.
Hi, Al. Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm Jim, Julia Enda Mike. Well, I go by my nickname most of the time. James is on the QRZ page, but yeah, you can call me Jim. Yeah, we're located in Tocoa, Georgia, about 50 miles north of Athens, Georgia, 100 miles northeast of Atlanta, Georgia. About 30 miles from Clemson, South Carolina, thereabouts. So, we're about, Tocoa is about 17 miles off of Interstate 85, South Carolina, off of 85, like you're going towards South Carolina.
I understand. We're in the little town of Tuxedo, Zirconia, Hendersonville. We're about 15 or 20 minutes south of Hendersonville. Over.
I've been up that way. I think I've seen that. Hold on a minute. Let me cut the TV down so I can hear you a little bit. A little bit more. Come on, you stupid. All right. Now I'll be able to hear you a whole lot better. Yeah, I think that. I think it's Hendersonville. No, Asheville. That's it. That's the one we get. One of the channels on our TV from Asheville, North Carolina. So you're probably not too far from Asheville, are you?
Name of the town by me again?
Asheville, North Carolina. You're probably not too far from Asheville. You know Biltmore House, Asheville?
Yeah, Roger. That's about 30 minutes north of here.
Coming in real good down here. I traded with one of my friends in the club. I had a Howl Pro 7 headset with a microphone. And I was wanting me a 2-meter mobile to talk on because I got a diamond antenna outside, so for talking to the repeaters, 2 meters. So I traded with him and got this little 2-meter mobile radio here. It's a
6-2.
I think it's
in. Oh, let me get that down here. I can see you better.
Socotram.
Oh,
the name of it is Socotram. 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 Never heard of it, but it's about a $200, almost a $200 mobile radio I traded. So I made a good trade. Now I can hook up to these a lot of these repeaters here and talk to a lot of people way off and have a good time meeting a lot of, and if there's not much going on the HF radio, which I do have a 7300, if there's not much going on there, I get on the two meter here, mobile here, and have some chats, have some QSOs on it there, Al.
Yeah, Roger, I built most everything I have. My rig is an ST-857 Yaesu. Dual capability, HF and 2 and 6 meters. And the antennas I put up myself. Keeps the old brain taking over. I'm looking to get a small handy talkie, rubber ducky, and see what I can do with that. That'll be handy for the car over. T2 RVO.
You can maybe, like what I got, a Baofeng, or how you pronounce it, a Baofeng. I don't use it much now, so I won't be using it a whole lot now since I got this play toy here. I got this 2-meter mobile hook side by side with my ICOM 7300. I do have a G5 RV antenna hooked up to my 7300, so that's what kind of antenna I have for it. I don't have any beam, but I'd like to have. I don't have a Yagi, anything like that, but love to have one, but oh well. But I've only been a ham for 2 years, since 2018, and last year I got my equipment, my power supply, and the MFJ, MFJ tuner and the automatic tuner, then my 7300. So I've been having a lot of fun. I only got 3 more states to go for 50 states, with South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. If I get them, then I'll be happy. And also, I've talked about a little over 40 some countries. So having a good time there, Al.
I was a radio operator in the Air Force. I spent 21 and a half years in the military, and I got to fly on the SAC Airborne Command Post. It was pretty neat, all kinds of electronic equipment. And I've been retired now since 1983 from the military, and then I went out in the corporate world. And I retired in 2008.
Sounds good. My dad, how long, I'll tell you in a minute, but how long How long have you been a ham operator, Al?
The first ticket I had was back in 1960. Heck, I can't even remember the call sign. And then there was, I got licensed again in 1970, I think it was. And I've been licensed ever since.
Yep, 60. Wow. That makes me real young. Yeah, I was born the year before 1960. I was born 59 there, Al.
I was born in 1943.
Yeah, my dad, he was in the Navy, but he never did get to, be in the service. He was in training, and while I was training, I think he was on a rope or something. He fell wrong. He was on a rope or something. Hit the mat wrong or something and hurt his hip, left hip. Got arthritis and all that good stuff. Yeah, not real good, but so he never did get to be in the service, Al.
Well, life is kind of like that, but it usually turns out that things happen for a reason. Like I've found so many times, you get an education in the process.
He graduated in 1942, Al.
How's that? That's the year before I was born. This is KB2, RVO.
Yeah, I was going to laugh at that one. Yep, yep. Yeah, okay, well, I hear you. I was going to check to see if Cody, are you still down there, Cody? Just checking to see if you made it back, Cody. KK4RQO.
KK4RQO, yeah. For the honor, like here, yeah. We just got set back down in the chair. I had to go back here and feed the cat. So, yep, we're back.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was having a good little conversation with Al, and I think he said he's not too far from Hendersonville. I believe it is. About 30 miles south of Asheville, you know, Biltmore House and Gardens. And so, yeah. Hey, Al, that Cody there, he's our net control here in Toccoa, Georgia. And we have our nets Tuesday and Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m., 147.330 with a PL 127.3. Anyway, if you want to come in and say hello to us either night, you come on in and be glad to have you there, Al.
I understand. I'm going to have to get in the background here. I got some things I got to take care of, but I'll be listening. You gentlemen, I hope you had a Merry Christmas today and everything was agreeable with you. It's a wonderful life. Take care now, and I'll be sitting around listening. KB2 RVO.
Yeah, it's very nice to meet you. Let me get my book so I know what to call you. I don't have my book nearby me, so I can. It's only about three feet away. KB2 RVO, or Kilo Bravo 2 Romeo Victor Oscar. How's that? Everybody else will be saying Kai or Ball or Ray, you know, different, but I thought I'd do it the correct way there. Kilo Bravo 2 Romeo Victor Oscar from Kilo November 4, Lima Echo, India. Have a good evening, you too, Mary, and happy 2021 to you. And thank you for coming in there and saying hello. And if you want to hop in every now and then, glad to have you there, Al.
I'll be talking to you guys for a while. I'll be in and out on this frequency. Take care, gentlemen.
You as well there.
So, are you having any luck there, Chuck? Are you having any luck with Richard or Earl? Having any luck with them, Cody?
Christmas back to you there, and Happy New Year from the Northeast Georgia Mountains. Chicks B, KK4FTU, y'all out there?
They're Earl and Richard is there, Cody. There's no telling what they're up to.
Old Earl, I tell you, one minute he's sitting at his radio, and the next minute he could be off on the other side of the world. You never know with that old rascal. And old Richard there, yeah. Sometimes he could be close by the...
I couldn't believe it. But a while ago when Al came in, he started talking, and all of a sudden I hit the button wrong or something. I don't know what happened on this Mac or something, and I had to come back and find 14. I had to come back and find 146610 again.
Head there. I might watch a little Renegade on YouTube. I don't. Did you ever watch that show back in the '90s?
Joke.
His old oh God, what's his Oh my gosh, I can see his name, but I can't think of it. Last name, Lamas. Dang it. Hang on just a second. I'll just pull it up here because I just think about. Oh, Lorenzo Lamas or something like that. I never pronounced his last name. Yeah, he played a cop.
What's the name of it?
Renegade. Jim, don't tell me you hit the wrong button again. KK4RQO for those that yonder like to hear.
Oh, I'm still here. What was that movie? What's that movie you were talking about?
Renegade. It was a TV series that aired from 1992 to 97. It starred Lorenzo Lamas. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Lamas, anyway, whatever. He played a cop by the name of Reno Raines. He was accused of murdering another cop. And he went undercover as a bounty hunter.
So, good. Now this thing's going crazy. I'm seeing all kind of numbers. When I keep up 172 and 39 and 50. I don't know what's causing these numbers to go haywire while I'm keying up here. ST, there's something else on here. Hold on, I'll read it to you. 980P. Wonder what that means.
This is mine on that one. Yep. I have absolutely no idea on that one. So if you figure it out, let me know.
Probably in the manual. You know, the manual book that Tony gave me, probably in the manual.
Probably so. Hey, you got me scratching my head on that one.
Hey, have you ever reached down to Florida on a repeater?
One time, there were some really good conditions, and had this girl, can't remember what repeater it was that she came into. Maybe it was Stone Mountain, I don't remember. But anyway, this girl come in from Florida. This is many, many, many years ago. But yeah, there was one time I actually was able to do that.
Type in Florida repeaters and see. Oh, I don't know how to program this radio. I don't know to get these other repeaters, but I know there's a way. But I'm not sure how to. I'm not sure how to do. I have to figure it out.
One of many facets of the fun of the hobby is getting that new radio and trying to figure out how to work the thing.
I heard somebody the other night talking. I think it was... It was on the 2-meter radio here. We're talking on. I was listening to some guys. I can't remember where. I've been Gainesville somewhere. Talking about some kind of radio and he's gonna try to see what they can do to figure out what buttons do what.
Roger on that. If that's you, Jim, or someone else trying to get in there, but Station, come on in here.
Somebody keyed up, but I didn't hear anything. try it again. Try it again. We'll try to. We'll see if we can help you. We'll try. I know people. If somebody's listening to us, they'll probably get a big kick out of it. But I never did. Well, it's not too funny. But the other night, I was seeing how many repeaters I could hit. I could get a hold of. And I don't remember which. I can't remember which repeater it was. And somebody got on there and said, can I help you? But after that, I went on, hit some more buttons, went on, but I never did say anything to them. But I was just seeing how many repeaters I could hit on here.
I remember them days back when I got my first, the FT2900R there. Good times. I'd be up both some fairly decent hours of the night, flicking around and calling out and seeing where I could get who all I could talk to. Good times.
Say anything. I was just being quiet. I wouldn't say anything. I'm just clicking them, and every now and then the Morse code going, and then I'd go on to make that shh sound. But no, I was just seeing how many, and writing them down in my book, and writing them down from the website there.
Roger on that.
I don't remember if I asked you or not, Cody, but how long have you been on, been talking? How many years?
Since 2013.
So next year it'll be 8 years for you. Okay, so seven years. Okay.
Did pretty good for myself there. And as far as the time between getting, passing each exam, that's the first one in 13, then 15 I went for the general, and 19 I went for the extra. So I think I did fairly decent. Gave myself a nice little break here.
Good. And what's the farthest have you talked to the country?
Oh, gosh. I hadn't lost my logs back, what happened, but anyway, I think I lost them when I went to update the, something on the computer or something, but I think, if memory serves correct, hold that thought for a second, I'm going to do some quick Googling and I'll tell you.
Wait, was it?
It would be South Africa, as far as I've talked to date. 8,248 miles of the crow flies.
Yeah, that's good. And I got Africa. I got a guy over there in the Canary Island, and I got back to a guy over there in Morocco. That's inside of Africa, so I got that. My farthest would be New Zealand, and I'm hoping one of these days Indonesia. I think Indonesia is on the other side of the world, and boy, that would be fun to make a contact there. That would be fun. There's a guy in South Africa, can't remember what his call sign is. His name is Bill. I'd have to go back and look. I can't remember where, but I did talk to a Bill. I'd have to go way back and look in my book, and he's over there in South Africa. Can't remember his call sign, though, without looking at it.
Roger, I was saying, yeah, if you hit to Indonesia, it'd be about a little over 9,000 miles as the crow flies.
I was getting these people in my logbook here, so two more contacts, and I'll have the first page full on my second logbook. I could go back and look for that guy, but it'd take me no telling how long for me to find it. But you don't remember that guy's name that you talked to
do you? In South Africa?
Not. He was a special event station or something. He was literally sitting on the coast in a, what am I trying to think of here? Doggone it, I can't think of what I'm trying to think of here. But anyways, he was operating off the literal coast of South Africa. And like a, dang it. I can't think of. Oh, that's embarrassing anyway. So, yeah.
Okay, well, this guy wasn't special. Almost started yawn. This guy wasn't a special. This guy wasn't special. I mean, it wasn't a special event station. It was just a real person over there in South Africa. I can look for you. No, it won't matter because it's not him. Hey, maybe one of these days you will get back to that guy, the one I'm telling you about. I'd have to look him up.
Roger. I don't even remember what the name was. Even if you did, it probably still wouldn't ring a bell for me. But I hate to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and sign with you so I can motivate towards bed. That's about, I'm not going to say it's about that time because usually I stay up real late. But anyways, I think I'm going to go ahead and shut her down and hit the sack so I can get... Oh, mercy, so I can get up in the morning and find something to get into.
I was fixing the yawn again. I was getting ready to change the channel, but for some reason this thing don't want to change channels. I don't know why it does that, but it does. But, okay, hey, maybe tomorrow night we can try to, you can try to get, maybe tomorrow night you can try to get Earl and Richard to come on tomorrow night.
Try it again. Or if they shoot me a message, what I'll do is I'll just give you a call and say, hey, jump on there. That'll probably be the best bet because sometimes they'll message me and say, hey, Cody, we're on. So, yeah. Alrighty. Well, I'll talk at you later. And, AK4RQ will be clearing QRT after years.
Okay. Well, at least you tried anyway. That's the main thing. I'm going to try to change the channel, see what's on TV here. So, yeah, enjoyed talking to you, and glad you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. And maybe Al will pop back in. I enjoyed talking to him. I got him in my book, so... That'd be about a half a dozen people I've talked to in 2 meters. I'm gonna add some more to the book since I got this play toy here, 2 meter mobile. I'm gonna be having a ball, seeing how many repeaters and how many people I can talk to, how far I can talk, like talking Skip, you know. Okay. Okay, there I went again. I was yawning again. I did that so you wouldn't hear. Have a good evening, and we'll hopefully catch you tomorrow night. Give me a phone call again. Yep, do that. That'll be good. So hopefully we'll get a hold of them. Talk to you later. Don't work too hard tomorrow. Watch out for the mad cows. And catch you later, KK4RQO. From Kilo November 4, Lima Echo India, I'll be on the side, I guess. Standing by.